protect public health, move the United States toward a cleaner environment, and fight climate change while supplying Americans with reliable and affordable power. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
Hi, I'm supposed to tell you that you've reached the wrong number, but I am so excited about a special offer I just received that I want to share it with you too. Not only can you get a free $25 gift card to restaurant.com, but you can also receive hundreds of dollars in local coupons delivered to your home each week. Press 1 now to hear more.
Support and donate to your local Alzheimer's Association. Brought to you by the USA Alzheimer's Association.
The EPA is working with states and other key stakeholders to help ensure that natural gas extraction does not come at the expense of public health and the environment. The agency's focus is to provide oversight, guidance, and, where appropriate, rulemaking that achieve the best possible protections where Americans live, work, and play. The agency is improving our scientific understanding of hydraulic fracturing, providing regulatory clarity with respect to existing laws, and using existing authorities to enhance health and environmental safeguards. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov. Ending homelessness. Stable housing is the foundation upon which everything else in a family's life is built. The U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness released the first federal strategic plan to combat the problem. Chronic and veteran homelessness in 2015 and homelessness among families, youth, and children by 2020. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. Equal pay is a family issue. Women make up nearly half of the U.S. labor force and are a growing number of breadwinners in their families. But despite passage of the Equal Pay Act of 1963, full-time women's earnings are only about 77% of their male counterpart earnings. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. America's immigration system is broken. Chief employers of the same system by hiring undocumented workers, and there are 11 million people living in the shadows. The president wants to build a smart, effective immigration system that continues efforts to secure our borders and cracks down on employers who hire undocumented immigrants. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, it's senate.gov/. Thank you.
Reducing carbon pollution in our power plants. We have a moral obligation to lead the fight against carbon pollution. For more information, go to whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Support and donate to your local Alzheimer's Association. Brought to you by the USA Alzheimer's Association.
The right to access personal health information is a cornerstone of the Health Insurance Durability and Accountability Act. As part of an ongoing effort to empower patients to become informed partners with their health care providers, the Department of Health and Human Services has taken action to give patients or a person designated by the patient a means of direct access to the patient's complete laboratory test reports. For more information, go to hhs.gov. That's www.hhs.gov.
Thank you for calling. Please leave your name and number at the end of the meeting. Please go to www.congress.gov/. Again, that's congress.gov/. Thank you.
An important message given by President Obama. Close. If you want to be placed on do not call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes that it is too hard and is asking people to contact a member of Congress to voice an opinion. The President said the following. All businesses that is owned employ people legally authorized to work in the United States. Businesses that mainly employ undocumented workers are exploiting the system to gain an advantage over businesses that play by the rules. The president's proposal is designed to stop these unfair hiring practices and hold these companies accountable. At the same time, this proposal gives employers who want to play by the rules a reliable way to verify that their employees are here legally. An important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want to be placed on the do not call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation can't believe its penalties are too hard and is paying people a Congress voice and opinion. Mandatory state electronic employment verification. The president's proposal provides tools for employers to ensure legal workforce by using federal government database.